Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Charles Whelan back on the show. 19 years he's been hanging out with us. That's right. It's a long time, folks. We got him right out of high school. He's a senior lecturer and policy fellow at the Rockefeller Center at Dartmouth College. We knew him when he lived in Chicago, and which is where he once worked at the Harris School of Public Policy there. He's the author of a bunch of books, Naked Statistics, Naked Economics, 10 and a half Things No Commencement Speaker Ever Said, Revealing, on and on. You get the picture. I got the wheelbarrow with full of books here, and he's our good friend, Charles Whelan. Welcome back.
Great to be with you again.
It's good to have you here. So, Charles, you're an economist. You look at things in a way that's a more analytical and more intellectual probably than most of us do when we think about things like healthcare. And healthcare is probably continues to be a huge political football that's kicked around. It was a big deal in 08. It was a big deal in 12. It was a big deal in 16. It still is today. It's one of the things that people like Elizabeth Warren is staking her claim to the presidency on, whether it helps her or not. But we're all talking about it. And so I wanted to ask you, are we thinking of healthcare the right way? Are we focusing on the right data points, the right issues? We all write checks. We say that, yeah. So, you know, I'm writing this check. That's a data point for me. But are we looking at the solutions the right way? What do you think?
No, I think we're thinking about it backwards, kind of too late in the chain. So even the word healthcare is not where I would start, because what we want to deliver is better health. So economists say, given the amount of money that we're spending, how are we doing on outcomes? And that's not very good. Then you back up a little bit and say, well, how much are we spending compared to our peer nations? And that's terrible. I mean, we're at about 18% of GDP. I'm sure anybody with a small business is feeling it. Anybody who's self-employed is dealing with it. Mm-hmm. So really where you are.
Stop for a second, Charles. 18%, you threw that out there and you said that's terrible. Tell us, is it high, is it low? What do you think?
Well, think about it. It's about $1 in $5 that we spend on anything. Cars, mm-hmm. houses.
So you're comparing that to other countries. Are you saying we're spending too much for health care?
We are spending too much. Our average is much higher than other rich countries.
I got you.
Which are in the 10, 12, 13% of GDP.
That's
range.
The perspective I wanted. That's what I wanted you to get to. Yeah, 1/5 of our economy is healthcare.
Right, which is higher, and it's not inevitable. I mean, it makes sense that it would creep up as we get richer, because healthcare really does make us better compared to more washing machines or things like that.
Right.
But all of those countries that are spending less, not all, but most of them also have higher life expectancy.
Right.
And that's a bit complicated. But if you were to just walk into a business meeting and say, here's how we're doing relative to our competitors, we spend more and get less, that would not be a great place to start that meeting.
Right. No, that's exactly right. So the average person, the average American would say, okay, we're spending that much on health care. That's a good investment. So tell us what the results are. And you're reporting that the results stink compared to what we're spending. And that's the essence, isn't it? That's where we should be focusing, right?
Right. That's where we start the conversation. Unfortunately, where the conversation starts now is who pays for it, which we're going to have to get to at some point, because that's not incidental. But you got to decide what you're paying for and whether you can get a better product.
Right.
Before you start arguing about whether Jeff Bezos pays for it or you do. And if you think about the two things we discussed, why are we so unhealthy and why does it cost so much more than everybody else? That is where the reform discussion ought to begin.
Well, yeah. And of course, now we got people who are saying we're not spending enough on health care. We need to spend more on health care, and we need to make the government in charge of it.
Well, I suspect, like anything else, you probably open the hood and you say, you know what, we probably need to spend more on immunizations. We need to spend more on primary care because that's going to keep you out of the emergency room. We might want to spend money to have somebody visit my older parents in their home. You say, well, that's crazy. That's super expensive. But you know what? If for $120 someone can walk into my parents' house and say, you know what, you need to move your bedroom to the first floor, that's $80,000 in broken hips that we don't have to pay for 2 years from now.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that's exactly right. And so, or how about this? Let's spend $1 trillion on killing on ending cancer. What would that do over the next 100 years?
Yeah, and you know, basic research, all the targeted genetic treatments, there's enormous.
Researchers shouldn't have to beg for money if they're onto something, should they? Hold on to that thought. Right back with Charles Whelan, folks. We're going to continue this conversation, and then we're probably going to shift to at least one more while we got this smart guy on the show. Quick break. 10:20. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.